Just to start off, I was wondering if, whatever you know about the Flag Day, about Benny Benson's role in the creation of the flag, if you mind kind of going through that.
Well, Benny Benson is famous for having designed the Alaska state flag in 1927. And he was born in Chinik in 1912. And when he was 4 years old, he came to Unalaska. He and his younger brother, Carl, and they were taken to the Jesse Lee Home, which was sort of a combination orphanage boarding school that was operated by the Methodist Episcopal Church. And as I say, Benny entered the home in 1916, and the home itself moved to Seward in September 1925. And Benny was one of the 25 boys who went along. At that time, there were 35 girls who went to Seward at the same time. And then about a year and a half later, the state legislature had a, or not, it wasn't the state then, the territorial legislature had a contest to design an Alaskan flag. And the contest opened on January 1st of 1927, and you had 2 months, January and February, to submit your design. And there were 142 designs, and Benny Benson submitted a design, and it was selected and eventually became the territorial flag, and then it became the Alaska state flag.
Okay. And could you maybe say a little bit more about the Alaska state flag and about Benny's design specifically?
It's a very simple flag, a blue background with the Big Dipper and the North Star. And Benny Benson included in his sketch, and if you go onto the web, you can see it, that the blue stands for forget-me-nots, which had become the state flower a bit earlier than 1927, or the territorial flower. The Big Dipper represents a bear for strength, the North Star, the future state of Alaska. Well, Benny received, I think, $1,000 and a gold watch for his design, and he became very famous ever after that. He eventually became a mechanic and worked on airplanes in Kodiak, and he died in Kodiak at a fairly young age. I think it was in his mid or late 50s when he died of a heart attack in Kodiak. But the flag is so familiar, and anybody who's been out in Alaska on a clear night and away from town where the lights are, and you see the glorious stars in the sky, you can sort of see where Benny Benson might have gotten his inspiration. In one of the early cuttlefish types of books, old-time stories, there's an account by Anfisa Shapshnikov, who was around at that time. And she insisted Benny had designed the flag at Unalaska. Well, I'm afraid that wasn't true. But he might have gotten his inspiration, certainly, from looking up in the night sky at Unalaska.
So is there anything that you want to share about, anything we've talked about Flag Day, or any questions that you think that I should have asked you?
One of the neat stories I think about Benny Benson, and pertinent for this time, Benny Benson was at Unalaska in June 1919 when the influenza epidemic struck, and within about 2 weeks, 40 people died. And Simeon Oliver, who was another resident of the home and became quite a famous musician, said that I'm quoting here that only five children at the Jesse Lee Home did not come down with the flu, and Benny Benson is one of these. And Simeon said, why he didn't come down with it, no one seemed to know. Probably too ornery or something of that sort. He was a lonely boy. We'd hear him outside singing to himself. He never strayed far from our open windows. We could always hear him singing or talking to himself or tapping stones. There wasn't even a dog around with which he could play. So I think it's a very sort of poignant story for this time when we're isolating ourselves and so on.